You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with a special podcast. CBS, the powers that be, said, hey, you want to talk to Jerry O'Connell about the Real Love Boat? And we said, yeah. And so we are going to check out the Real Love Boat coming out here in next week on CBS. October 5th is going to be the premiere. So we are going to chat with the host of the Real Love Boat, Jerry O'Connell. And he and Rebecca Romaine are hosting the brand new reboot of The Love Boat. It's a dating show coming to CBS after Survivor starting next week. Here to talk with me, with Jerry O'Connell, and we will also be doing some coverage of The Love Boat. It is a woman who has podcast reality hits like Joe Millionaire, Claim to Fame. Beyond the Edge. Jenny Autumn.
Hello, I am very excited. I can't believe that we are getting to talk to Jerry O'Connell and that this is all actually happening. So it's a big week. This is the birthday gift I wasn't expecting. So I'm really excited to hear what Jerry has to say about the show. And CBS hasn't really done any love-based reality. So I'm very curious how this is going to go.
They have dipped their toe in the water. It has not landed yet. I remember they did a show once called Three that was a dating show. I've certainly three seasons of Love Island also.
That's true.
Love Island.
But then they shipped it off to Paramount Plus or something.
They let it go because maybe they felt like, okay, let's why don't we do Real Love Boat? And so... Love Island out, and this is the new CBS dating show that we're going to see here coming up next week. Seen a lot of commercials. The theme song is running on loop.
An earworm.
Survivor and Big Brother. So we're going to check out The Real Love Boat coming up next week on CBS. And so if you want to see the video of our interview with Jerry O'Connell, of course, we will post that as well on our YouTube channel over at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. So let's go ahead and bring in our interview with Jerry O'Connell. Hey, Jerry, what's going on? This is Rob Cesternino and Jenny Autumn, and we are very excited to hear about The Love Boat, The Real Love Boat.
The Real Love Boat.
I hear it's exciting and new.
Hey-oh. Come aboard.
Yeah.
You know, we're expecting you.
Good.
It's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, Jerry, can you tell us exactly how is the Real Love Boat going to work? Because we have so many questions.
A group of 10 singles are going to board the Regal Princess, an amazing ship, not a boat. You don't call them boats in the cruising world. They're called ships.
Got it.
An amazing ship in the Princess cruise line. And... they're going to find some love. They're going to fall out of love. There's going to be some rough seas.
Uh-oh.
There's going to be some smooth sailing. It's going to be, as you said, exciting and new. No, it's pretty fun. I'll be honest with you. I didn't know what to expect either coming into it, but it's a real reality show. If you watch Amazing Race or you watch Survivor,
yeah,
you know, those shows go to exotic, those shows go to exotic locales. And, the Real Love Boat goes to pretty much the most exotic of exotic locales, except, instead of, teams like on Amazing Race or alliances in Survivor competing or individuals competing, this is newly formed couples, and we test their compatibility in Amazing Race Survivor style competitions. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I think people are going to dig it.
Jerry, I understand that. So people are eliminated and new people are going to show up at certain points. Can you tell us a little bit more about how people get eliminated on the show, how that works?
Okay. Every week we have an odd number of either males or females. By the way, super publicist Mallory, jump in here if I'm giving away too much. They're pretty secretive about stuff.
So shut us down. Yeah.
Okay, good. Each episode, each week, there is an odd, a few more either males than females or a few more females than males. And each week we alternate. We switch which genders get to pick their partners, who they partner up with for the next episode. So there's usually one or two singles, and we leave them at the dock, and the boat pulls out, and we wave goodbye to them. And I got to tell you, it's pretty intense. I don't know how Probst just like easily just goes, "Hey, man, tribe has spoken. That's it." And then he extinguishes their torch and like, that's it. And they walk off. I got to say, we shot our first episode. So again, I've never hosted a reality show. My wife did host a show called Skin Wars for a couple seasons.
Okay.
So my wife had way more, infinitely more experience than I did. The first episode, someone goes home. And I was shocked that they went home. Now, I'm telling you, it's not produced that way. I'm telling you, this happened. I watched it happen. I watched people couple up. I watched people uncouple. I couldn't believe it. I thought for certain this person was going to... when we started the show, I thought this person was going to... I was like, well, they're winning. That's it. And it's so funny how these shows do it to us. They just get us every time. And so they were not chosen. And the first... We call it a sail away ceremony. Okay. So we're there and it's like a whole thing and it's a to-do and everybody's dressed up and it's sort of like a rose ceremony. It's like a, you know, a tribal council, you know, it's our sail away ceremony and it's on the Lido deck and it's all fancy and it's like a fancy cruise right there. And, this person got eliminated and I was shocked and I expressed my shock. I think I may have said like, I can't believe that just happened. And immediately they said, cut, cut, cut. The producers came on set and surrounded me and said, as a host, you are not allowed to talk like
that. You guys make your own rules. Yeah.
And it was a
it's
whole
the real legal love thing. Boat.
It's real.
It's whole got real.
Because money is involved. Legal thing, lawyers came around and surrounded me. I am not allowed to show favoritism toward contestants. Mm-hmm. And now I get why Probst over all these years is just like, hey man, you're gone.
That's what he says. Yeah.
Walk off. Yeah. Drive is spoken. Arrivederci. Adios. Keep going.
Okay.
You don't even get a torch anymore.
Jerry.
You're just out.
All right.
Go away. Go away. No one wants you here. You're not welcome here. Go. And I realized why I had to be like that.
Now, after that moment I had where they threatened to sue me, because I don't know if you know this, it is a federal crime to cheat on these shows.
Oh my God.
And someone said that to me, and I was like, hey, I'm a host of this thing. Like, don't come at me. And they were serious. It is a federal crime. By the way, I think it's like $100,000 you can get.
Even in international waters?
You know what? I never thought about that. You're probably right.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're in the Mediterranean. Those rules don't apply.
But, there had to have been a loophole.
It was funny. I really understood like Andy Cohen and how indifferent he is at reunions, and Jeff Probst and how indifferent he is. And you got to be indifferent as a host. It's crazy. It was crazy for me to go from viewer to host. That was the hardest transition for me.
So, Jerry, Jenny and I love catchphrases, okay?
We got one for you.
Do you and Rebecca have a signature tagline?
Of course. Of course. We were not about to do a reality show where an elimination ceremony, which we call the sail away ceremony, was going to happen. And we personally perfected our catchphrase, okay? Now, we had a couple of options. So we're on a Princess Cruise, the Regal Princess, beautiful boat, love Princess Cruises, partner of the Real Love Boat, love them, sure. Love them. Nothing negative, very positive. But we needed a catchphrase like, gosh, I can't believe I'm saying this, but you know, you're fired. No comment. We needed one like, your eyes are in and you're out. You know, we needed like, I'm sorry if anyone is offended by my accent there. We needed like, what's it like, the tribe has spoken. Well, I guess congratulations. You're still in the running to becoming America's Next Top Model. It's like a congratulations one. But we needed one of those. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We needed one of those. And so we wanted something nautical. So we had a couple of like options, like time for you to walk the plank. Like, but that was like, we're not a pirate ship. Like that would be crazy. And we're not like pushing contestants off a Princess Cruise. So then, you know, we do literally leave them at a dock when we pull into a port, someone is eliminated and then we leave and the boat keeps going. The ship, you got to call them ships. The ship goes without them. So we were like, get on the dock, you know, hit the dock. We were like trying things like that. But then my wife came up with one and here it is. You ready? Here we go. I'm sorry, you've been eliminated. It's time for you to shove off.
Shove off.
Shove off. Like a boat, like you shove it off. But we liked it too because it had like also like a, it like it's got to cut a little bit, you know? Like we watch a lot of unscripted shows, a lot of competition shows, and you need you know, you're not in the running to becoming America's Next Top Model, you know? You need an Evita Zane, you know, you need like a,
sure.
Like something that cuts a little bit. And it's so funny. So the first episode, my wife said to someone who went away, the one I freaked out about when they got eliminated, my wife said, it's time for you to shove off. And you can see, if you watch the rough cut, you see me go like, it's the first time my wife said it. So I just started laughing and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I'm so sorry. This is a serious moment. But then I was like, Rebecca, I want to say it the next episode. So the next episode, I tried to really lay it in. And I was like, it's time for you to shove off. And then my wife, you could see her just sort of go like. And so we had a contest as to who could say it more harshly. So you'll see as the show goes on, we really like by the finale, we're like, it's time for you to shove off.
So you're breaking hearts as well. It's not just the contestants.
Yeah. No, you know, what's funny is I root for everybody, you know, especially with the Real Love Boat. I want people to find love. You know, I mean, everybody wants people to find love. Listen, I want to go to baby showers with these kids. You know, I want to go to,
you do?
Yeah, I want, I'm a matchmaker now. Like, yeah. I want to see these kids find love, you know? I want to see these kids find love. It's special. I got to say, it's really exciting. The first couple episodes when relationships are made, it's exciting to see them unfold. You know, it's intense being in a reality show, but also being on a cruise, but also being on the Mediterranean. You fall in love. I mean, even my wife and I, who have been together for coming up on 20 years,
yep,
had feelings of affection for each other on The Regal Princess.
But don't make it sound like it was a surprise, Jerry.
I don't know if either of you have been on a cruise, but I get Jack and Rose now. Like it happens.
No, I want to know what it is about a ship, because I've never been on a cruise, but I know people who have met on cruises and ended up getting married. So what is it about the cruise ship that is like so special and makes you fall in love?
I'm going to tell you a couple of things. First of all, and this isn't even like a bit. I'm being totally serious right now. When you get on a cruise, and I had never been on one until I did The Real Love Boat, time stands still. There is no time. There is no commuting. There is no what's going on in the world. There is TV, but you don't really watch it. And when you have a day at sea, it's like there's no other distractions. You're on the boat with whoever is on the boat with you. So I completely understand people finding love on cruises. Time stands still. And my favorite days became days at sea. It just, you're there, you're at sea. The boat is moving. My wife is the worst, the lightest sleeper. You can't make a noise without getting struck by her in bed. Struck while you're asleep. Very vulnerable time sleeping with my wife. And you get pounced on if you touch her with your foot. If you touch my wife with your foot, it's game on. And
shove off.
Like physical being upset. I've never seen my wife sleep better than my wife did on a cruise. Like a baby.
Interesting.
That blowing, wow. The waves, the door open, the Mediterranean. Literally in the morning, we were drinking too, but like in the morning, I'd have to be like, Rebecca, get up. We have to go to work. Get up.
Jerry, I know we're running out of time with you. I have
nothing to do. Take as much time as you want.
Okay. All right. Great. I was going to ask then, the people on these commercials, we're seeing the captain, that who are these real ship people? These aren't actors. These are the people that work on the ship. Now they're working on the reality show.
When I met our captain, Captain Paolo, I looked at him. I shook his hand. I looked him in the eyes. And I turned to my wife and I said, there's no way that guy is a real captain. There's no way. There's no way. He's too hot. His accent is too perfect. His beard is that perfect captain length and color. It's dark, so there's testosterone, but there's a little bit of gray, so there's wisdom of the sea. I said, his eyes, you get lost in it. I went, honey, he is a male model who they cast. I mean, literally, it is like full Milli Vanilli of captains on The Real Love Boat. But he showed me his license, man. He is a legit captain. When we needed that boat moved or something done with it, he was able to talk about degrees of the boat and where it should go and all that stuff. He's a real captain. I'm so sorry if you can hear the sirens. I live in Southern California and we're having a little bit of a heat wave.
Yeah. No, you're good. No sirens.
So I wanted to ask about a little bit more about the crew, because from what I understand, they are like, they're fixtures on the show. They're involved in, you know, the matchmaking process somehow. Are you able to like tell us a little bit more about how that's going to work?
Are you Canadian?
I am.
From where?
I'm from Ontario, outside of Toronto.
Let's get into it. You are from, don't tell me, you are from Mississauga.
I was born in Toronto. I live in Waterloo. Oh,
okay. Well, I was going to get there. I was going to get to Waterloo.
Sorry, I ruined it.
That's okay. My next guest was going to be Scarborough. I was going to do all of it.
The whole GTA.
Wow.
Your question was something about
the crew.
I mean, it's so cool. We have the bartender. We have Ezra the bartender. I'm like, these people are real. They have between our captain, our cruise director, Matt, and Ezra, our bartender, they have over 40 years experience on cruises. I mean, we're not talking about people who work in offices for cruises. These are people who have on sea, days, months, years at sea, 40 years at sea. So it was really interesting because the idea of people instantaneously finding love on a cruise ship is not only foreign to them, it is expected. They have met all their significant others on a princess cruise. Ezra, I believe, is single. I shouldn't, but they met their significant others on ships. They know people meet on ships. I'm a little bit pessimistic in life. This is a sort of a weird time to tell everyone this, but I totally get people falling in love on cruise ships now. It's you're just open to the universe on a cruise ship.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Now, Jerry, I know you just had Taylor from Big Brother on the talk.
Oh man, I was so excited.
I saw.
That was like royalty. I hit my knees and I bowed to her. You know, one of the best seasons of Big Brother I've seen since I can remember. Mm-hmm. And what an amazing story. I thought for sure Taylor was gone week three. When was that?
Week three? Week one.
Week one?
Yeah.
When did they flip the script?
That might have been week three or four. Yeah.
Week three when they said, remember they pulled her aside and said, we're not going to vote to evict you. And
the leftovers.
What? It was great. And you know, it's just, it's actually a great lesson in life. Like if you can get through like the scariest of scary experiences, you can do anything. And her final speech was really moving and it was
incredible.
It's great. It was a great season.
So she won America's Favorite Player. And part of the prize is that she gets to go a trip for two on the Princess Cruise, the same one that you all went on with the Love Boat. Could this be season two of the Love Boat?
Well, I would love it. Hey, listen, not me, because I thought it was a little rude, but someone asked her what's going on with her, Monty, and I know. And that got shot down immediately. God, I love Taylor.
But maybe Joseph.
You know, it would be fun. I mean, let's get through this first season. It would be really fun to do. Listen, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Drag Race as well. And when they do Celebrity Drag Race, which is on right now, I mean, like, there's nothing better than it. So, I mean, yeah, the world is, I'm going to use a nautical term here, a sea term. I mean, the reality world is our oyster, if Real Love Boat goes. You like that, right?
Yep. Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Jerry, thank you so much for making some time to talk with us about the show.
Hey, listen, I want to say, since we are talking unscripted television so much, big inspiration for my wife and I was Below Deck, being a part of the Real Love Boat. We're huge Below Deck fans. You know, the only weirdness was, you know, we were guests on the Regal Princess and we kept wanting to go underneath the ship to go hang out and see if we could find, you know, Hannah and stuff. And they were like, you're not allowed to be here. So it was pretty, we were like, we just want to see where everybody's having sex.
Where's the party?
We're super excited because we get to do Watch What Happens Live this week. And so we get to talk about this season of a Below Deck, one of our favorites.
Well, Jerry, we love the aesthetic. It's giving Knight Rider. It's really a cool setup.
Yeah. I come here because my children are both on TikTok inside of my house. And I got to tell you, if you're around not one, but two people who use TikTok continually, there is no bandwidth in your house. I mean, that TikTok is just sucking up all the information from our household. Bandwidth. Yeah. They love taking up bandwidth and taking up all our bank accounts and everything. Mm-hmm. Yep. They want every last bit of information on our family.
So excited to get to watch the show. Really
sit in their room and not do anything and just do this for like 4 hours.
That's what they do. But it was really great to talk to you, Jerry, going back a long ways. I love Sliders. It's so cool to see everything that you're up to now. So thank you so much. And we look forward to the Real Love Boat coming next week.
Waterloo. OHL. OHL.
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye. All right, Jenny, there you have it. Jerry O'Connell.
That was incredible. Like what a fun time that was
so
getting
fun
to talk to him. Yeah. I can see like the joy and fun he had in the show. So that actually really made me even more excited to see what it's all about because the enthusiasm was like pouring out of him.
Yeah. And he really knows these shows. Like we had wondered like during Celebrity Big Brother where they had him come on and it was like, okay, well is like, are they just saying he's a super fan? But no, he really knew what week the Leftovers were starting, and I might have known more than Turner about the season. So
that's a pretty good bet.
Yeah, that was really fun. I'm more excited to watch the show now.
Yeah, for sure. I'm like, he set up something that happens in the first episode. I have to see it play out now. Well, I'm very invested.
Jenny, like talking about like the people on the boat and stuff like that. Like, I feel like there's like really big, like Martin, the butler upside for the crew of the Love Boat. So
he talked up Paolo, the captain. And I'm like, are people going to fall in love with this man? Cause he basically, you know, he suggested he's a dreamboat. I need to know.
Yeah. Also, I'm worried for Jerry O'Connell that it sounds like that, he's really been through it with, Rebecca Romaine, like kicking him and hitting him if he
lots
moves.
Lots of sleep problems.
Sleep problems. He hates TikTok.
I mean, what I've learned is to, you know, cure your sleep problems. If you have restless leg syndrome, perhaps, you know, get a houseboat, maybe.
Yeah, and sleep on a boat.
Move to the water.
Yeah. So that was so much fun. This was, really cool. And looking forward to seeing the show. We're definitely going to podcast about the premiere. Let's see where we go from there.
Yeah. We'll see if we have to shove off or not. And I'm hoping not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see how mean people say shove off. And that it premieres, I believe, October 5th. Is the premiere. It's going to be on that we have one more abnormal Wednesday of 90 minute Survivor, 90 minute Amazing Race. And then it will switch to Survivor, then Real Love Boat, then Amazing Race, all on CBS Reality Wednesday.
Triple threat.
Okay. All right.
The new Holy Trinity.
Jenny, I know you just celebrated your birthday. We had you on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast to help us discover a catchphrase. Everybody should check that podcast out. And shove off. We didn't even consider that.
I know. That's probably going to show up in the catchphrase three if that ever happens.
Jenny, I was so nervous that he was going to say that the catchphrase was something that we had already rejected on Renap. Like if he
that
said
that would have been awkward.
Yeah, it would have been super awkward if he
like imagine if said, he was like booyah.
Yeah. So that's a big tomato.
Yeah. Forget the custard. It's biscotti time.
Yeah, would have been super awkward. Jenny, what else is coming up for you?
Not a whole lot besides, getting into the Survivor season. It feels so good to have that back. What a great premiere we had last week. And yeah, now seeing what the Real Love Boat has in store for us. Definitely going to check out the premiere and see how that goes. And besides that, you can check out whatever I'm up to on social media at Jenny Autumn.
All right. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Rob is a Podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Rob is a website.com/subscribe. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.